Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for tuning in. The editor of the Juneau Empire is leaving the paper. Mark Sabatini has edited the paper since 2023 and announced his departure in a Facebook post. Sabatini says he submitted his resignation letter 3 weeks ago over disagreements with the publisher, Carpenter Media Group, which bought the paper last year. His last day with the Empire was supposed to be tomorrow, but he says he was fired today.
I kept it quiet until word leaked out today on social media that I was departing. And at that point, I announced my departure on the Empire's Facebook page. And a few hours later, I was informed basically they fired me.
He says the disagreement stemmed from his view that Carpenter Media is focused on cutting costs and publishing sensational content that gets the most web clicks, rather than focusing on important issues that affect the community. Just before Sabatini became the editor, the paper decreased its publishing frequency from 5 issues per week to 2. Sabatini says he plans to launch a new nonprofit online newspaper called the Juneau Independent at the end of the week.
I think there should be a locally based, locally owned, locally focused, full-fledged newspaper, which is exactly what the Juneau Independent is going to strive to be.
According to Sabatini, the publisher does not plan to replace him. The paper will now be edited remotely from the Peninsula Clarion office in Kenai. Carpenter Media Group did not respond to a request for comment on Monday. The Juneau Police Department cleared a homeless encampment on the side of a Mendenhall Valley Road this morning. That's after the department gave people living there a notice to vacate the area last week. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, people living there say they have nowhere else to go.
Across the street from Juneau's Glory Hall homeless shelter sits a row of tents. Some sitting on wooden pallets, others wrapped with tarps. On Monday, people living there were packing up their belongings and waiting for police to arrive and tell them to leave. Monica J. Escajeda was about to pitch her tent when she heard police would dismantle the camp. She says she thinks there needs to be a place for her and others to go.
I mean, if they don't have a place, I don't feel like, you know, they should be like, well, you guys can't pitch a tent.
City officials decided to clear the encampment in response to safety concerns. But police and city officials say they're looking for better solutions as camp residents say they have no place to go. Escajeda is from Juneau, but she says she's run out of places to go next. She's considering going back to Seattle, where she used to live. She hears many of her friends don't know what to do next either. She wishes she could bring them with her.
It's sad, to be honest. If I was able or capable, I think I would want to, snatch and take everybody that I could, but I'm trying to figure it out, so.
Juneau Police Chief Derek Boss issued a 48-hour vacate notice with approval from the city manager's office on Friday. The move was prompted by increased public outcry from nearby homes and businesses. For months, residents have testified at assembly meetings that the area, near the shelter and airport, has become dangerous. Glory Hall Homeless Shelter Director Kaya Quinto says that her staff have been threatened and assaulted by people camping nearby. Many of them are people who have been banned from the shelter for behavioral problems.
Just with a large encampment comes lots of issues. And while some people are being very respectful in camping, I think there are some that are causing issues for sure.
Per city code, Juneau police are allowed to clear encampments outside of official campsites after 48 hours, or if the encampments are more than 3 tents large. But Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says the city does not always enforce that code because people need to sleep somewhere.
As long as the impacts are low on the rest of the public, on the surrounding neighborhood area, our enforcement action is going to be low or non-existent.
On Tuesday morning, 4 days after Juneau police posted notices, officers came to clear the encampment, accompanied by heavy machinery. Juneau Police Officer Jeremy Weske directed the effort. He says police can't direct people where to go next, but they can give a general outline of what's allowed. Public property is okay as long as tents are not on the right of way or impeding others from using the land.
We're really trying to allow people to find a space to be and be left alone. There are just times where the sites get a little bit beyond that, and we have to come in and clean them up.
Weske says he doesn't enjoy enforcing the policies, even when safety concerns are raised.
I hate it. But we have to keep the area clean, and hopefully we can continue to work together for a good end.
Tyler Johnson lives at the Glory Hall. He came out to help people packing up as the excavator scooped up the things people left behind. He says without assigned campgrounds like the one the city closed last year, people will end up in the situation again and again.
I mean, there's no real alternatives.
Barr says the Juneau Assembly plans to discuss homelessness in Juneau in general at an upcoming committee meeting, but he says he's not expecting a solution anytime soon. With help from Yvonne Crumry, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.
And the National Weather Service issued Juneau's first recorded severe thunderstorm warning yesterday afternoon after conditions escalated and a cruise ship partially broke free of its moorings. It was a sunny afternoon until the sky abruptly darkened. Heavy rain came down and winds gusted up to 60 miles an hour. Brian Besnick at the Juneau National Weather Service office says the office was aware that the storm was traveling north through the panhandle early yesterday morning, but by the time it reached Juneau, the storm's force surprised him.
We were issuing marine statements for thunderstorms in the inner channel, so we were tracking those. The intensity was not something we had any larger indications that they were that strong.
Besnick says Juneau typically has a thunderstorm once every 2 years. They're uncommon in the area because thunderstorms need heat to fuel them and space to grow in the atmosphere. Juneau's high latitude and nearby ice field prevent storm clouds from growing tall and heating up. A cruise ship docked downtown broke free of its mooring and drifted into the Gatineau Channel at the height of the storm. Residents shared videos of the Celebrity Edge's escape on social media. Matt Cresswell, the city's harbor master, responded to the incident. He said the wind speed was too much for the lines that tied the ship to the dock, and some broke free. He said the cruise ship staff then fully untied the vessel to prevent damage to the dock.
This was the perfect, literally the perfect storm with the direction of the wind hitting the ship broadside at its moorings and exceeding the capacity that the lines were made to handle.
He says the ship was able to dock again once the winds died down and there was no damage to the infrastructure. Residents reported downed trees and hail from Douglas to the Mendenhall Valley. There were no reported injuries from the event. And the special election to determine whether or not to form the Hoonah Borough will be paused until further notice. That's after a Superior Court judge granted a stay of a state commission's approval of the proposed borough in southeast Alaska. KTOO's Clarice Larson has more.
The order filed on Friday halts a special election scheduled for this July. Residents within the proposed boundary would have voted on creating Alaska's 20th borough. Ballots were supposed to be sent to registered voters by next week for the July 15th election. But in April, the communities of Tenneke Springs, Pelican, Gustavus, and Elfin Cove filed an appeal of the commission's decision and a motion to stay. That's what a judge granted this week. The state's local boundary commission originally approved the city of Hoonah's request to form a borough late last year. The city has tried multiple times over the last three decades to form a borough, but this is the first time it would have gone to voters. The proposal involves the city of Hoonah dissolving its city government to add more than 10,000 square miles of nearby unincorporated land and water, including Glacier Bay, Chichikov Island, and more, to form one unified regional government. Pelican Mayor Patricia Phillips says her community opposed the creation of the borough because it would isolate communities like hers that aren't included in the proposed boundaries.
It would block us off from one another and reduce the amount of opportunities, and we want our opinions heard. And so if that means going to the Superior Court for our voices to be heard, then that's what it takes.
Hoonah City Administrator Dennis Gray Jr. did not respond to a request for comment about the recent stay motion. But in an interview in late May, he says forming a borough would give residents more say in the future development of the region. And he was undeterred by the appeal.
Our case is correct and they're wrong with their appeal, so we're going to be fine.
The judge's order on Friday halts the local boundary commission from taking any more steps while the appeal is pending. It is unclear how long the appeal process will take. A spokesperson for the State Division of Elections says no ballots were sent to voters prior to the motion. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And smoke poured over the Canadian border into eastern Alaska this weekend, impacting communities from southeast to the interior. The smoke is from blazes in Canada, including the Summit Lake Fire, which is burning hundreds of miles away in British Columbia. That fire started in late May, and firefighters said it's still out of control. Around Fairbanks, people are dealing with an uncomfortable combination of hot weather and poor air quality. Jason Laney is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks. He says the interior communities of Delta Junction and Tok will see the highest concentrations of smoke over the next week. Laney urges people in those areas, especially the elderly, children, and people with certain health conditions, to stay indoors as much as possible.
Best thing any of us can do if you're really susceptible to the bad air quality is try to stay indoors and try not to bring outdoor air into the home.
That last part can be difficult for some. The interior is also currently under a heat advisory, and not every building in the region has air conditioning. Some people can only cool off by cracking open doors and windows. But Laney urges folks to resist the temptation. Smoke also blanketed parts of Southeast, namely the Upper Lynn Canal. Reuben Cash is the Skagway Traditional Council's Environmental Program Coordinator. He says air quality data from the tribe on Monday was also at dangerous levels for some groups.
So folks who might have asthma or cardiovascular issues are going to be not just feeling ailments, but it's going to be unhealthy for them.
Data from air quality sensors in the Chilkat Valley show levels were also elevated in Klukwan and Haines, both Monday afternoon and through the weekend. Cash and meteorologists from the National Weather Service say weather such as rain and wind can help clear smoke out, but expect it will take some time for the smoke to dissipate. Paula Waubauer, a spokesperson for the British Columbia Fire Service, says she expects to see similar fire conditions going forward.
Tourists and people local to the area should anticipate that we'll see these fires, you know, all summer long.
As of this morning, the Alaska Highway is open to both lanes of traffic west of Fort Nelson, where many of the fires are burning. The British Columbia Fire Service urges travelers to prepare for delays and consider downloading the BC Wildfire app for updates on conditions. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 67 degrees and partly sunny. Tonight, the low is supposed to be about 52 degrees. And tomorrow, it looks like we may get some rain over the course of the day. But Thursday, Juneteenth, Friday, and the weekend look sunny and warm. You're listening to KTOO.